Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic here on a Friday. And as we do every Friday at 9:15, we say hello to the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry. Sean, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Junie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm here.
Do you have a special guest today? Special guest, Chase McKay.
His name's Chase.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, it's good to be
live
here.
Live from Vegas.
See, if I had stayed a week in Vegas, I don't know, it could end poorly.
72 hours at most.
It's a fun town.
Well, sure. You could have retired. You never know. Be optimistic.
Yeah, I could have, you know, but I'm back. I'm happy to be here. Before we get into hockey and other things, opening day in the majors, it should be a national holiday. It was a good day for you, I believe, and a good day for me.
You know what? I have no idea what it means about you because I don't care about the National League. But, I didn't even watch it. My son was blowing me up, my good son, the Yankee fan, and my other son's a National League fan. And I'm on a chain with Anthony Boteto and Brandon Walker and, of course, my son. And it was fun. You know, as soon as Judge hit the bomb, I knew. I was in a meeting. I was doing this presentation to a bunch of people up in Austin Peay. And I was like, guys, I got to take this. I think Aaron Judge is a home run. it's a big day for me anyway.
Yeah,
fun day.
It was fun. I was watching baseball a lot yesterday. But obviously Monday was a really, really tough day for our city. And the tragedy that happened at the Covenant School. Kudos to the Nashville Predators. Not that that goes with a surprise at all, but for what you all have done. But, Boston, what the Bruins did Tuesday night with the moment of silence, both teams wearing the decals. It was an emotional night, obviously a huge win for the Preds, but a lot went into that. And I know it was tough for those guys to go out and play, but they carried a city on their backs.
Yeah, you started us off with kudos to the team and to the Bruins, and we are very grateful for what the Bruins did. But it really is hard to talk about because it wasn't about and trying to get kudos or anything. It was really just taking a moment just to let all the families in and around that school, all the families in our community, city, and really no matter where you are in the country, you see just one more school shooting and, you know, it crumbles you a little bit inside. And it doesn't matter if you have kids or don't have kids, if your family's teachers or not. It's a hard, hard, hard day. And then when it's in your own backyard, you're reminded of it every 15 or 20 minutes because of the news, the tangibility, the association with people that are, you know, around the school, and then all the kindness that people show you from around the country when they're sending you notes. So, I sent a note to Charlie Jacobs, one of the owners and CEO of the Bruins, I guess, Monday night at like 7 o'clock, just, hey, this is what we're going to be doing with something on our helmet. Would you like to join us? And he responded, I'm not exaggerating, less than 5 minutes, he said, of course we're in. You know, it was another senseless tragedy, and if we can help bring a little bit of comfort, to the community and let them forget about it maybe for 2 or 3 hours and enjoy some hockey, of course we're in. And then they also made a surprise, really nice, generous donation to our foundation. They're just a tremendous organization, so we're thankful for that. But this doesn't have to happen. It's really that simple. It doesn't have to happen, and the fact that no one wants to talk about it because it's too soon or too raw or too whatever, or people think it's political. It's that's what's even more sad about it. You know, we can change this and we need to.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. Sean Henry is with us. And, you know, Ryan McDonough, Predators defenseman, even stayed behind to spend a little extra time with his family. He flew out later in the day, commercial. And, you know, it's interesting how things work out, but obviously a sad day. A positive comes out of it with he met Caleb Miley, who we actually had on the show. Caleb called into the show to talk about his experience, Michelle, and how cool was that? But Ryan met him. It was his 17th birthday, invited him down to the locker room, and he got to do the lineup. That was really, really cool to see.
You know, it really was. It really connected, you know, what the team is to the community, you know, through, you know, father-son trip and his birthday. And, you know, people kind of forget that our players are people and they have families. And just like we were all feeling on Monday morning, he was feeling the same way. And as you said, we want to spend a little extra time with his family. And then what that turned into was a really bright moment for another family and something that we could all share. after the broadcast and beyond. So, yeah, Ryan's a special, special player. He really is. He's a special person and a man, the way he sees things and thinks about things. And even just strike up a conversation with a random stranger and then turn it into maybe the best birthday that young man's ever had.
Sean Henry joins us right now. Sean, I mean, when Caleb called in on the other day, I mean, he was still high off of adrenaline. He just couldn't even say, you know, how thankful he was for what Ryan McDonagh did and made that happen with you all. Best birthday ever, he said, by far. But, you know, could you just speak on what Ryan McDonagh has, you know, meant to this organization in such a short time that he's been with the team? Everybody, I mean, Luke Evangelista we had on the other day, just talked so highly about him and the way he carries himself and just the leader he has become in such a short time with the Nashville Predators.
Well, you know, we're fortunate. We have a pretty long history of really good people that are on our team. And when bring Ryan in, obviously we jumped at it. You know, David was so excited about it. John Hines was. Everyone around it was because he's a leader and he's a wonderful person. He's a great father, a great husband, a good example for every young player to look up to. He was a captain with the Rangers, won back-to-back Stanley Cups with the Lightning. He brings so much to the room. But he also brings so much to the community. I mean, his family moved here immediately with him, you know, left some really strong roots behind in Tampa. And, you know, he showed up in July and hasn't left. And again, you know, the tragedy that happened on Monday, I think he showed how you go through the room and how we can, you know, use our game and the spirit of the players to, you know, give people a few hours each day, from every other day to the end of the season. Maybe forget about it a little while, because that's who he is. He thinks that way. He's different, and he's just a wonderful man.
Well, another guy who has, you know, left such a footprint, a mark on your organization was Pekka Rinne, and the statue unveiling was pretty incredible last week, Sean. I mean, you told us on the show that I should not go down Fifth Ave because it was going to be closed off, and I did, and I got caught in traffic because Preds fans, and I should have listened to you, Preds fans were showing up in numbers. I mean, the plaza was packed. People were on rooftops. I mean, what was that whole experience like just to be out there with former players and Pekka and his family and have so many people invested in spending their Saturday morning there just to support him, the Predators, and to see the incredible statue that is now sitting in front of Bridgestone Arena?
Well, I don't know why you don't listen to me. And I told you not to do it. But I mentioned you in my little piece of it when you mentioned on our show that what if people don't show up and we should do a hashtag, pack the plaza. I woke up at 4 in the morning panicked, like, what if no one shows up? What if she's right? And then I realized our fans never disappoint. The only time I'm ever wrong with our fans is thinking we're only going to have 1,000 because then 5,000 show up. The only thing we're going to have 25,000 because 100,000 show up. But, you know, I mean, the rooftops, people are, you know, hanging, literally hanging off the rooftops, going absolutely nuts. We had to close Fifth and Broadway, you know, to pack everyone in. And we didn't even think about the people behind the stage. We thought everyone would be front of stage. You know, there were probably, I don't even know, what, 500-600 people behind the stage. I couldn't even hear anything. So, now the fans are incredible. But I will tell you, Michelle, you ruined a decent night of sleep for me. Because I really woke up thinking, oh my gosh, what if no one comes?
I didn't mean it like no one was going to come. I just meant like, let's start the hashtag, pack the plaza for Pekka. Like, hey, that's fun.
By the way, you didn't start the hashtag. You are the epitome of what I always tell people. A great idea, but if you don't put it into action, it means nothing. So you had that idea, and then I didn't see the hashtag. I searched it 6,000 times between 4 and 7 a.m., and I never saw it. And then it got more worried, like, oh my gosh, she doesn't even believe in it. But going back to the Pekka side, again, just like I said about Ryan McDonagh, I mean, we have these multi-generational rosters, if you will, where, you know, from player to player to player, from coach to player to GM, up and down throughout the organization, from our owners, where everyone cultivates, you know, really, really, really good things, good goals, proper way to live, if you will, and no one exemplifies that better than Pekka. And like you said, it was fun to see, you know, our players are in the locker room watching it. You know, they're getting ready for the game. But then, you know, we have, gosh, it seems like 25 players on injured reserve. They all got a chance to be up there. Some played with them. Some never played with them. But the fact is, everyone that sees that statue, everyone that saw him speak that day should be inspired, whether you play hockey or not. because he just showed the right way to live, how you prepare for your game and work and train. No one's ever outworked him. No one's ever outgifted him. No one's ever outshowed him, if you will. And that's there for all of us, because it really is just about caring a little bit more, working a little bit harder. And that's the story of his career and life. I mean, he's a special person. And now millions of people every year are going to be able to see who and what he is. And if you just Google him up, if you don't know who he is when you're visiting, you know, Rip Up Broadway, or come to a concert, or come to a game for the first time, he represents the best of all of us.
One quick question for you. What went into deciding his pose? Because I loved that that was from his last game. And like, I knew it immediately. The first time I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's the last game. And he always wore his helmet up on his head like that, pulled up, and the stick up. What went into deciding that that was what it needed to be?
Yeah, I'll tell you, on one hand, it was so simple and so easy, right? Because you just said it. As soon as you saw it, you knew exactly the moment. You knew, and there are 75,000 people that claim they were in the building that day for his last game and shutout. You know, but we went through so many imageries and stories, and we just talked and talked and talked, and we just kept coming back to that one. I mean, that was the one. And, you know, the goal celebration was amazing too. But even though 100,000 people claimed they were at Bridgestone Arena when he scored it, it was in Chicago at the United Center, and we just thought, you know, his final farewell to our fans on the ice, pitching a shutout, just meant a little bit more. And I also think, and again, to re-echo what I just said, as soon as you saw it, you knew exactly the moment of what happened and where it was, and the sheer joy on his face, because it was like an exclamation point on the love affair that he and our fans have had together.
Yeah, and I'll say this too. I think my favorite part of the whole thing, I said this to Colton Sissons last week when he was on, Pekka is such a humble person, and the last person he wants to talk about is Pekka Rinne. And now every time he comes back, he sees a statue of himself, which I just think is fantastic. But yeah, because you know him. I mean, he is all about everybody else. So I think it's really cool. But, Sean, great celebration. And, hey, let's pack Bridgestone Arena tomorrow. Obviously, every point matters, and I know you want to see a lot of gold in that place tomorrow.
Dude, I don't want to throw you back to your earliest roots of George Plaster launching that radio station of yours. But the very first interview I had in town was with George, and I guess it was on the other station then, but he kept talking about attendance, And I said, George, I never want to talk about attendance again. And this is not a story anymore, because we're going to sell out every single game. And this is the second week in a row where you guys are putting doubt in my head about our own crowd. Of course we're tomorrow. Stop. Like, we're the best hockey market in the world. We're the best sports city in the world. We're the most special fans in the world. So stop with the attendance. I'm going to call George Athens and say his little protege is ruining my day. God.
Okay.
Come
fair
on,
enough.
Fellas.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Sean, appreciate it as always.
I actually won't call George, because then he'll talk about the Braves as well, like you, and drone on and on and on about the inferior league.
We'll make sure to do a full Yankees interview next time, a full breakdown.
There you go, guys.
I'll let you two do that.
Thanks for all. I appreciate you guys opening the segment with how awful Monday was, and everyone's still reeling from it. And I just know that we all can do better, and we all need to take steps forward, because let's never have this interview again. And unfortunately, we're probably going to. Yeah. In your future.
Yeah, and I hope we don't. But you're right. Something needs to be done for sure. Sean, appreciate you as always, and we'll see you at the rink.
Yeah, thanks, guys. See you for breakfast.
Thanks.
For sure. Sean Henry, president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, joins us every Friday at 9:15. The Predators take on the St. Louis Blues tomorrow with pregame at 11, the puck drop at noon. Here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We did mention opening day in the majors. We talked a lot about it yesterday, took a lot of your calls. Let's kind of react. What do we think of the new rules after one day? We'll discuss that coming up here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.